call this October 25th, 2022 meeting of the Blair City Council to order. My name is Rich Henson. I am the mayor of Blair, and I'm glad you joined us this evening. This is a public meeting, and we want you to be part of the process. I encourage you to participate, ask questions, and share your thoughts. I want you to feel comfortable, and we'll do everything I can to make sure your voice is heard. We have special guests tonight. We have the City Council, Hafer, Hall, Shank, Wolf, Ruff, Stewart, and Heifel. City Administrator Rod Storm, Assistant City Administrator Aaron Barrow, City Attorney Desiree Solomon, Director of Public Works Al Shoemaker. We have a host of firemen, Assistant Chief, or Special Chief. What's your title, Joe?
Assistant Chief.
Assistant Chief.
Joe Leonard.
I'm starting to call you Joe Logger, but we don't want you packing in here. Chief David Ayton, Chairman of our Planning Commission, Daryl Bosiker, our HR Director, Ben, help me with your last name, Ben.
Gould.
And Joe Logger, our Chief of Police. And I saw Brooke Zarko, our Librarian. Did I miss anybody other than Brenda Wheeler sitting back here on our right? I'd ask you to please turn off your cell phones. If you must take a phone call, please step outside of the chamber. When you wish to speak, simply raise your hand. I will recognize you and ask you to come to the podium. Make your remarks brief, about 3 minutes, so that others have an opportunity to speak. However, keep your focus on your comments and let me keep track of your time. A copy of the open meetings law is posted at both exits. And if you would rise, please, and we'll pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was item two on our agenda. The item number three is approval of the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second. Moved by Hall, seconded by Shank to approve our consent agenda.
This is fast.
All council members present, voting aye.
Item number four is the request by Bob Fromm to eliminate the sidewalk on the east side of the property located at 1106 Park Street. Did you want to tell us the same thing you told us last time, or do you have anything new?
Bob Fromm, yeah? F-R-A-H-M. I live at 1133 Park Street, Blair, Nebraska. The property in question is my daughter's, which is across the street from me. And it's a sidewalk that comes from nowhere and goes nowhere. And we did the grading already on it, and we removed it from the driveway to the alley, and then we removed it to the east, I mean the south, in order to go ahead and, if we did have to replace the sidewalk back in there, so it would meet ADA, the slope, because of the way the grading was. So if we do have to put it back in, I guess we do that, but I'm hoping that because of it coming from nowhere and going nowhere, that you will allow us to go ahead and finish tearing it out, which we've got another probably 30 feet to the south. Go ahead and eliminate it where it goes. And like I said at the last meeting, the major traffic from the school, any direction up there is east and west on Jackson Park, Nebraska State. So, and this here is only one of three blocks from 10th Street to 16th Street that has any kind of sidewalks on it. Even on the west side of North School, there are no sidewalks from Jackson clear down to State. So that's the case that I presented at our last meeting, is for you guys' approval to go ahead and eliminate that sidewalk. If it is, great. If it isn't, oh well. That's all I got.
I do want to point out that your neighbor to the north does have a sidewalk,
yes,
so it doesn't not go anywhere. It would actually then complete the whole block again. So
it doesn't, because the sidewalks down there on 12th Street, they are across the street. And the reason that those sidewalks are there is because there's two houses built there that actually faced east. So they have a sidewalk in front of them there for that reason there, be it. Now, the one up there, it's Bruce Kensington that lives there on the corner. He's got it there on his side, and of course, it goes down the front. This one here, this property is, it's the same way, same scenario. It goes across on the east, and it intersects and goes east and or north and south. It's on the east that goes south, and then it intersects with the sidewalk that goes east and west from the high school on up to put up on 19th Street and beyond.
So. But if we're talking about where you want to remove it, there is a sidewalk.
Yes, there is. There.
It, so it doesn't go nowhere. It's just your alley, it breaks, and then your sidewalk will pick up.
Yep. That's what it is. And if you guys would allow us, I'm sure Bruce would allow me to tear his sidewalk out too. But
Cal,
like I said, go ahead.
Apologies. Could you point out the sidewalk in question?
Well, I turn around and I, there's got to be an on-off button on here.
There is. It's on the side.
On the side? Oh, okay. That was so much trouble last time. It's black and the whole thing's black. Okay, Kevin, what we got here is, see if I can get this word. Ah, there we go. Okay, this here is the garage of my daughter's house. This is the daughter's house. We went ahead and what we had then, before we went and did put it in the driveway, you come off the street because 40 years ago when they went ahead then and paved that street because of the gravel road and the grading and stuff that they did in there, you come off the street and you just practically went straight up to her sidewalk and then it sloped down towards the garage and then also it sloped from the sidewalk back to the house. So we wanted to go ahead, tear that whole sidewalk out so that we could go ahead and do the grading and make it so that it sloped from the house out to the street. And then with the driveway that we just put in, now it slopes from the garage out to the street. So we wanted to go ahead then and eliminate this sidewalk here and then the sidewalk that comes down here. So.
Okay.
Thank you, Kevin. Did you have more questions, Kevin?
No, I think that I'm just contemplating, sorry.
Any other questions for Mr. Fromm? Any comments from the city on this?
The Transportation Committee did meet, have a recommendation, I think.
Okay. Indy?
Transportation did meet, and where we sympathize with what you're saying, city needs to be in the business of public safety, and unfortunately, we need to be making sure that sidewalks are in and not being taken out.
Okay.
So that being said, I make a motion that we deny your request, Bob.
Okay.
But it's up for more discussion among council.
On the discussion there, when we were at the last council meeting, they turned around and they talked possibility of working out a deal with the city where we'd turn around and pay for half of the material and then have the city come back in and put the sidewalk back in. Is that an option or is that out the window?
That we did not discuss. We just talked about the approval of, I mean, whether denying or approving of removing of the sidewalk.
Okay.
I don't know. Is that going to be a separate, Rod, is that going to be something separate that we discuss?
Yeah.
Excuse me. That's all right. Tonight we're talking about approving or denying the removal of the sidewalk. Talking about city coming partway and paying for.
I think you could do that and have that discussion on whether to pay part of the mm-hmm. cost or not. I think from a council standpoint, you have to look at it from the standpoint that. Every time you do this, every time somebody else is, now you're going to have to pay, you're setting that precedence for that.
Right.
I think, a few years ago when we did a project throughout the full city, we went through and repaired the sidewalks and so forth, and the city picked up 30%, 40%, 50% of the cost or whatever mm-hmm. it was and assessed the rest of it against the properties. That was a uniform project to the city. So I think you want to be careful doing an individual project without the intent that you're going to do it for everybody or something.
So would that be something separate? That's not up for tonight's discussion. That would be something separate.
It's not necessarily as such. Could you, in your motion to do it, to require it and agree to it? I think you could do that. Okay. But to put it in to set a policy for the whole town, mm-hmm. we can't do
right.
with this. But if you have thought.
I got a question, Rod. With respect to the reason why you pulled the sidewalk out to begin with, because of the water draining back toward the house, because of something the city put in place whenever, you know, does that not have some bearing on the issue that she brought up there about the cost? Because of the hardship it puts on the homeowner.
Again, Councilmember, you know, however you want to develop a policy and to make an interpretation, you know, was that the city fault? Was that?
Well, I'm just asking a question.
Yeah. I mean, again, for me to say, is that a reason? You can come up with a number of reasons, potentially, to, lack of a better term, justify the decision. But then you've got to be prepared to look at any other situation similar and so forth with that same situation, is I guess what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You'd have to look at each one of them individually instead of just making it all a group decision for this is going to be the policy and there's no ifs, ands, or buts. You'd turn around and...
Bob,
you really get a cost on it?
No, we sure haven't because the procedure that with my daughter, she went ahead then and did the grading, knowing that if the council did not allow us to take the whole thing out, and we knew that it was going to have to be replaced, and that if we could work out a deal with the city, that'd be great too. But we haven't sat down and got a cost. Al mentioned something there at the last meeting there. He had an idea how much concrete is a yard, and Aaron turned around and put some numbers up, or the distances, how many feet it would be. So, you know, we could get a rough idea with Al's numbers and Aaron's numbers to turn around and come up with some kind of a cost.
That was about $1,200.
Pardon me?
That was about
$1,200. $1,200? Okay. So.
Kevin, did you have another question?
Yeah, I guess, Aaron, could you put that back up again? I got a follow-up to his question. So, would this happen when that put the street in?
They turned around, Kevin, because the street, the elevation of the street, was it changed immensely when they turned around, because it was a gravel road, and like I said, it's been like 40 years ago. But, you know, my daughter, of course, hasn't lived there that long. And
did you say 4 or 40?
4D.
Okay.
4-0.
Okay.
No, because.
About as long as Councilman Stewart's been on.
I know. I lived on Park Street when it was a gravel. Just for the mayor's knowledge.
did what the city did cause to shed water back to your garage? And I don't know if you can answer that question.
I honestly cannot, Kevin.
Okay. So where I'm going with that is I know when I built my house where I live now, mm-hmm. I had to sign a sidewalk waiver that mm-hmm. says if the city deems at some point in time that yep. we need sidewalks in the area,
yep.
we have to put them in at our expense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Yep.
And that's I think that's policy for the city.
It's still there.
So regardless of whether how this got taken out, it's always a homeowner's responsibility to put the sidewalk back.
And if that's the decision,
okay.
you know, we live with it. I respect you guys' decision. And
well, that's why I was asking about what caused you to do what you did. And
yeah.
were we at fault in doing that and come up with half?
No, I totally respect whatever the decision is made. And I live with it. That's
okay. Anybody else have a question? Any comments or questions from the audience? We have a motion before the board without a second, or before the council. Moved by Rump, seconded by Wolf to
deny
the request from Mr. Frum.
Okay. Did you see what the vote was?
It'll pop up there.
Comes up on there.
We're hoping.
There we go.
All members present voting aye.
Okay, like I said, I appreciate you guys listening to me, and sorry to take up your time, but...
That's all right.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
All right, take care, and thank you.
And the motion carries. Item number 5, consider an engineering agreement with Felsberg Holt Ulvig?
Ulvig.
For traffic counting in Blair. Mr. Shoemaker.
Good evening, Mayor, Council members. Got a couple items for you this evening. The first one being a proposed engineering agreement with, I'm going to call them FHU. They were the engineers for the Blair South Bypass that designed it. As everybody probably understands or knows, we have a build grant from the federal government to help pay for this bypass, and just under $7.6 million, just under $7.7 million. And as a part of that grant, we have to put in some measuring sticks as to the impact of this project to the community. And one of the measuring sticks that I put in from the city was that we would do before and after traffic counting throughout the community here, specifically in the core area of the main part of Blair. The streets that I'm talking about would be Washington, Lincoln, Grant, Colfax, and South Streets from Highway 75 to Highway 30. Each one would be counted, and we would do that probably in December of this year to get a before count before the project was completed and constructed. Then 5 years after the bypass is done and completed, we'll do those counts again to see what impact the bypass has had on the traffic of those five streets there in the city of Blair. So working with FHU, they can perform this service for us. They have proposed a fee of $4,100 to do this counting, and again, they come do the counts in December. Excuse me. And then we would have all the average daily traffic, or ADT, turned in to the Federal Highway before the February 1 deadline, which is required for this project and for the grant. This was referred to the Transportation Committee for their review and recommendation. Are there any questions of me?
I do. When did you say this was going to take place?
December.
Okay.
I don't have a specific day yet. That's something yet to be determined.
Okay. And this basically all the main streets from 16th east to what? Grant, east of 16th Street?
No, it's going to be the Washington, Lincoln, Grant, Colfax South from Highway 30 to Highway 75.
Okay.
And this cost is just for this study, not the 5-year study as well, right?
That is correct. There will have to be another cost in the future. And actually, it can be done by a different firm. It just, they are familiar with what we have done with the design, and everything is the reason why I went with them.
Any further questions? Any comments or questions from the public?
Transportation did meet on this. One additional request was made, and it would be city cost again still, but about $800 I figured on here to add Butler Street to it too. There's tons of traffic on that particular street too. Like I mentioned at the last meeting, there was even a semi-truck trying to go Huber Hill. So I think the Transportation Committee was in agreement to add that to this study too. Now that will not go into the federal grant.
It won't be submitted as a part of the traffic federal counting, because that's not part of the...
Because they've already started the wheels in motion on that.
As Councilman Stewart brought up, it would be a traffic count the city could have now, and could include that in the future as well. It's just not, it's not a part of the study for the build grant.
And what, I'm sorry. So what's the benefit? Just us knowing that it cut down the count, or?
The whole study is what that's about, yes.
But you're specific.
Right, but that specific Butler.
And Butler too, yes. I mean, I obviously I've got a piece of property there. I see it. And it's, you can ask the police officers to sit in my driveway and watch a car zip through the stop signs. But just knowing what that particular traffic would be, and if this would have a net effect on it too, because that's the first street when you're coming from the west, south, whatever, that a lot of people hit Butler too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with my business and my service routes, I am all over town every day. And there's a lot of traffic on Butler, there's a lot of traffic all the way up to Washington, and even on up in the northern side of town, people going back and forth from 75 and 30 over to catch 10th or over to
13.
Yeah, all the way over. So it's a good study, and I agree with it.
I have one other question. So we're taking traffic counts. Are we going to know the differential? I assume we're doing this to see what kind of net effect the South Bypass has.
Yeah. Correct.
So are we going to have a division of cars versus trucks so we know if this has a net effect? Because, I mean, we're trying to deem it as a truck route, right? So we're trying to see if we have a net effect.
Obviously, the truck route downtown, Washington Street, is what we're after with part of that. Right. But the environmental document that was put together for this project had identified the other streets having major impacts of traffic reduction. As an example, South Street, you should see over 50% reduction just in traffic alone, because people will be able to use the bypass to cut through and not have to come back up. Because while Councilman Stewart said Butler is one of the first ones, it's a little bit challenging with Butler, where South Street's straight through.
Right.
Plus you get signal on the Highway 30 side. Yeah. I know I go to South Street myself when I leave because it's signaled.
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, the goal is to simply get the impact of traffic, not necessarily just the trucks, all traffic.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Unless there's any further questions, I'd move to approve an engineering agreement with Felsborough Gold Fuel League for traffic counting in Blair, including Butler Street, but which will not be included in the federal scope.
Second. Moved by Stewart, second by Wolf, to approve the agreement with FHU for traffic counting.
How?
Councilmember President voting aye.
How soon will we have that information after the study?
We should have it sometime in early January, I'm hoping. Because I have to have it turned in by February 1st.
The motion carries. Item number 6 is consider an engineering agreement with JEO Engineering for street improvements.
Here's looking at the slide real quick there. Again, Mayor, Council members, in your packet, I'm giving you a memo with some photos showing some proposed street improvements. In this current fiscal year budget, we have 3 different street locations in the city to do some miscellaneous street improvement work. Thanks, Aaron. The first one is going to be located on 10th Street. A number of years ago, we urbanized a good section of 10th Street from almost all the way up to Jackson down to Flynn Drive. We did not extend it down to Joanne Drive at that time. As you can see here, there's a sidewalk in here, but we're having a lot of trouble holding the sidewalk due to erosion from this open drainage here from storm sewer. There's storm sewer underneath Flynn Drive, or Flynn Drive, it dumps out, and then Joanne Drive, the storm sewer continues. The proposed improvements here is simply to connect the storm sewers, put curb and gutter in here, and give us an urbanized right-of-way to give better stabilization to the right-of-way here or the sidewalk so that it can be held going forward. Next. Do I have that or do you? I got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. The next one is the Park Street storm sewer. This is across the street from Lions Park. We got drainage issues here, not to mention we had some broken pipe within the storm sewer here. So we need to take a look at the capacity of the storm sewer when we do the design, as well as identifying that the route most likely it'll be put the new storm sewer into the existing storm sewer foothold there, footprint, to minimize impact to right of way and to hopefully get a better slope by improving that, but also we may have to increase pipe size a little bit for capacity there, because we have had some flooding in this area over the years, and try to get better drainage through that area. Next. The final one is South 16th Avenue. There's very little curb and gutter on both sides of the street here. that needs to, so what we're proposing to do is come in here and just replace the curb and gutter on both sides. There's an actually pretty decent hill here. The only storm sewer is what was put in a few years ago down this intersection. So all the storm water has to run down the street. And we do get some erosion issues, both the back of curb and as well as on private property from the water running off the street. By putting in a new curb and gutter system in here, we should be able to do a better job of holding the city's street water out in the street and convey it down to the storm sewer at the end of the street that's currently there. These projects have all been kind of in the works for a number of years and put all together into the current budget of about $550,000. I put together an RFP for some engineering services for the for this work to do the design. And I sent out, I think, about six or seven RFPs and got four back. They're in your memo here. The lowest one is by JEO Engineering at $19,250. They did range all the way up to a little over $52,000. So what I'm asking for this evening is for the City Council's approval to move forward with this project so we can get going on design, so that we get the design completed and get the bids taken right after the first of the year, hopefully February or March at the latest, so we can have spring and summer construction for this work and get it completed before the fiscal year is completed. This was referred to the Transportation Committee again for their review and recommendation. Are there any questions at hand?
Guess it's my turn. We did go over that, and some of these are really bad, especially that one at 10th Street. It definitely needs to be done. I don't know, is there any questions anybody has? You wanna, Kevin?
Please, bro.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion to approve engineering agreement with JEO Engineering for Street Improvements.
Moved by Wolf, seconded by Schenck, to approve an agreement with JEO for engineering and street improvements.
Councilmembers present voting aye.
The motion carries. Item number 7, consider resolution 2022-36 approving the Nebraska Department of Transportation and an agreement for highway maintenance for 2023.
Mayor and council members, my last item for you this evening. This is an annual agreement that the city of Blair enters into about this time of year with the Nebraska Department of Transportation. This is for the highway maintenance. Just for everybody on the council, especially for the new folks, the DOT is actually responsible for the highway maintenance for the inside two lanes of our four-lane highways and any continuous turn lane. However, they pay the city of Blair just short of $40,000 to take care of that maintenance. I will tell you that's probably not enough, but at the same time, the DOT sets that amount. The outside two lanes, they consider those local lanes, so those are the responsibility of the city of Blair, so they're not included. This agreement is for 2024, or 2023. Upon approval, the city sends an invoice and gets reimbursed for the previous year's, this year's maintenance agreement of a little over $38,000.
I got a question, Al. It's kind of a rabbit, but it comes into play here, okay? If in the future we deem a truck route needs to take the South Bypass, if the council were to come up with that to try to eliminate a majority of the truck traffic going up Washington from over here at the lights, send it around, would that affect this agreement?
No, because the DOT would have to relinquish the actual highway, which building the bypass will not allow.
Okay.
So they will still have the classification of Highway 30, 91, and 75 through Blair. Downtown.
Even though we would deem a truck route and have to go around.
Yeah, even if you designate that as a truck route, trucks will still be able to use downtown because it's still a designated federal highway.
Okay.
Al, you said it was, you know, the 39,000 is enough to cover what we're actually doing, so how do we negotiate with the state to get more money?
I've tried, and unfortunately I don't make much progress.
So how do they figure it? Is it by?
It's by lane mile. By lane mile. And so we have to do lane miles reports every year. Part of that includes the highway lane miles. As I shared with the Transportation Committee this evening, when Highway 133 was widened to four lanes, I thought I knew the answer. I got the answer I thought I knew, but I still asked the question. Because if the highway that comes into your community is four lanes, then they're responsible for four lanes through your community. But if it's only two lanes and widens out the four lanes, you're responsible for the extra two lanes because they consider that local traffic impact. And so when Highway 133 was widened all the way to bar four lanes, I tried to get them to take at least Highway 30 up to 19th and Washington as four lanes and pay for the entire maintenance, and they rejected my request. They said you needed Highway 30 to actually be widened to four lanes before they would consider that.
I think, to go on step, but I think, and I may be corrected on that, is one of the issues that the league took up at the legislative committee meetings this year was one of the communities that asked the league to start discussions with NDOT and the legislature on increasing that lane mile fee going forward, and to look at how they come up with those costs, because other communities are in the same boat that we are. You know, they get that same 2,100 or whatever that number is times however many lane miles. So it's not a figure that they give for just Blair. It's uniform for all of the first class cities, Omaha and so forth, where you have state highways, and those communities have to maintain them. Then they have a similar agreement for that. But it's a standard fee that's determined. So I think, if I remember right, at one of the legislative committee meetings, they was asked if the league to start some discussion with NDOT on how that's determined, so that potentially it could be increased in the future.
Al, I have a question.
Do we thank you, Rod.
It costs us?
No, I've not tracked it. I have not tracked it
to
that.
I say, is there any way if we track that, send them the actual invoice, even though they're only going to get $39,000, we can at least say this is what our true costs are.
Yeah, they. One of the things I looked at one time, no, they would not do
they
that.
They don't care.
And it's a lot of effort on our behalf to do that. One thing I did do one time, too, is I asked the DOT to take over their own maintenance and give us a bill for our maintenance. They turned me down on that. So I've tried different angles with it. It's not been all that successful. And unfortunately, if you look at it, and, you know, Rod and I have even had this discussion, do we just simply tell them we're not going to do a maintenance agreement? We'll take care of our lanes. You take care of your lanes. That would be a real interesting snow removal operation.
Yeah. We'd be plowing each other back and forth.
Yeah, it could get very interesting.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Any other questions? Do I hear a motion?
No, I'm going to introduce Resolution 2022-36.
Resolution number 2022-36 was introduced by Councilmember Wolf, approving the Nebraska Department of Transportation annual agreement for highway maintenance for 2023.
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 2022-36 as presented.
Second.
Ooh. Moved by Wolf, seconded by Stewart, to approve the Resolution 2022-36.
Members present voting aye.
And the resolution carries. Consider an ordinance amending Chapter 5, Article 2 of the Municipal Code of the City of Blair by amending Section 5-203 regarding truck routes on city streets within the municipality.
Just a quick background for some of the council members. Mayor Hansen had asked several staff members and a couple of council members off the Transportation Committee to look at, to have a meeting and just kind of look at discussions on trucks and so forth around the community. At that meeting, we kind of determined that the current ordinance probably was not satisfactory to be able to enforce the no truck routes and so forth. And so we asked the attorney to put this together. She got it together late last week. I didn't get a chance to review it and fully and so forth until the last couple of days. I think there's some tweaks that we need to make in here further. And so my recommendation to the Transportation Committee was, let's table it tonight and bring it back at the next meeting with those tweaks in there, so that you as a council then can consider the ordinance.
Do we have a motion to table?
I will make a motion to table to the next city council meeting.
Second.
Moved by Wolf, seconded by Rump to table.
We're not racing.
The ordinance before us.
All council members present voting aye.
Mr. Storm, do you have anything for us?
I have nothing else for tonight.
Mr. Heifer?
Yes. I get to do this again.
Every time.
Until after elections.
We adjourn.
Moved by Heifel, seconded by Hafer.
You had to do it.
To adjourn this meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I only got two ayes. Can I hear some more ayes? Okay, thank you.
We did vote on it.